Hey guys, it is 11th January and you still haven't thought of any kind of new year resolution, or you maybe change your timetable. Nothing, you did nothing. It's okay, we can still start because it's not the end of the month. Basically, it's okay to start late. This study proves that starting late actually, you know, prepares people to look around for some time and then start their journey. So in this podcast, I am gonna tell you what all things you can start from 11 January or late than that. So let's go. First, you might have observed everywhere that everybody is creating a vision board. The basic mission of vision board is to motivate you whenever you get up. Maybe it's on your board, on your wall, on your laptop, or even on your phone wallpaper. It's not compulsory to make a vision board. If it doesn't motivate you, don't waste time on making it. But if it does motivate you, here is what you can do. Open Canva, not sponsored. Open Canva and then select a template. You can design and put any kind of pictures which motivate you. Suppose it's like some sport pictures, study pictures, grade pictures, and you know, those aesthetic book pictures, passport pictures, and anything which you like. And these are the things which you will do in this year. Suppose on my vision board, I have a book, a badminton, and self-care things. So in this year, I'm gonna take care of my skin, read books, and play badminton. Just like that, whatever you're gonna do this year, that is the shot of the vision board. So the vision board basically also reminds you that what you will accomplish this year. So next tip, after you're done making a vision board, or you're not, because it depends on you if you want to make it. The next step is to make a journal. Again, this is an optional part, but journal in the sense, not the pretty ones. If you're too lazy to decorate all of that and do all of that hard work in decorating, then it's totally fine. You can just take a printout of the to-do list sheets, or maybe the week to-do week sheets. You can easily get it on Google printable sheets, and then you can print it out, or you can make it yourself, or you can use apps like Notion. You can use apps like Notion, Asana, and Timetable Creator, or maybe Google Calendar. These will help you organize your task online. Or if you have a board, like a whiteboard or a blackboard, you can write your task there. This helps you organize your task. Now for those who like decorating journals, you can take any plain diary and decorate it. And then you can mention your goals for this year, your reflections of 2023, and basically a monthly to-do list and all stuff like that. So the next thing which you should do is you're cleaning your room. I know from 2023, some people may have a different kind of decoration in their room. It's 2024, let's renew the decoration. Take out new printouts for your softboard, stick aesthetic wallpapers, stick your drawings if you do painting or drawing. You know, make some craft out of useless papers and keep it on your desk. Clean your desk, order some organizers, order stationery, anything like that. Just decorate your room, or maybe just clean it. Remove all the dirt and excess papers and all the notes which you have from 2023, because now it's 2024. The last but not the least is just relax, because I know I am making you do all these stuff. Even I did that, but then After that, just relax for a while and then start your studies. Because it's the new year, you deserve all the break. Like 2-3 days break, because you have done so much in 2023. Don't think that you didn't accomplish anything. You rediscovered yourself. You thought how I could improve in the next year. And this year is ours. Goodbye.